What's up, y'all? It's Will. So I just watched this video online. It's Matthew McConaughey telling the story about how he's gotten involved with being the spokesman for Wild Turkey. It's an extremely cool story. And this family, this I guess third generation family, has been making Wild Turkey bourbon in Kentucky, of course, for like 60 years. But one of the things he says at the very end of this thing, he's talking about the company's philosophy, and he says, "We're not for everybody, and that's okay. If we're for you, you'll know." Holy cow, y'all. I love that. That's exactly the philosophy that we operate Schedule Fly with. To a T. Well, let's put it this way. I don't know if I've ever even had Wild Turkey. I may have had it back in the day. But the next time I have some bourbon, it's going to be Wild Turkey. They got me. But the point was, you know, that philosophy, that mentality is something that we admire greatly. And it's really one of the, what we've learned has been an important part of building this business, which is, we're not for everybody, and we know that. We can't serve everybody. We're not going to make every type of restaurant happy. We're certainly not for chains by any means. But we're more importantly, we're not for even smaller places that have a chain mentality or a chain mindset, if you will. And there's nothing wrong with that. I want to make sure I make that clear. There are plenty of folks that are geared up and set up in our space to serve chains, and that's great. They need a good solution. And we're happy that there are those solutions, because we don't want to, you know, it would be miserable to be the only solution in our space. I mean, competition is a great thing, because everybody kind of finds the area where they excel in. And if we were the only provider, then, you know, we'd have a ton of people who were probably customers because they didn't have a choice, but they'd be unhappy. And it would make us unhappy. So we're not for everybody. We're for a certain style of restaurant that has a certain type of philosophy. And we've talked about that in other podcast episodes. But, you know, the bottom line is, it's really folks that think like us and operate their restaurant with the same types of philosophies that Wes and Tyler and Hank and Charles and I would operate a restaurant were we to run one. And I think that was the great thing that I liked about the Wild Turkey thing was, you know, by saying that, they made it clear that, you know, they serve, or they hope to serve, or deem to serve, or their perfect customer is somebody that thinks a lot like they do. And that's me. So that resonates with me. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, is make it clear to the world who we are here to serve, who we want to serve, that it's, you know, we're not here, we're not for everybody, we're not here to please everybody, and that's okay. But if we're right for you, you'll know. And it's, you know, why we have the free trial, and it's why we don't have salespeople. It's why when somebody is on trial, we don't have a, you know, trial conversion team of people that are, you know, their goal is to convert a certain number of our trials. No, they'll know when they use Schedule Fly, based on the user interface, the experience of using the software, the experience of interacting with us, if they need support, they're going to know if we're right for them. And if we are, then we'll take great care of them and we'll serve them for many years, hopefully. And if they're not right, then they'll find another solution. And that's okay. And we're totally fine with that, because we want to serve customers who know that we're the right fit and are happy and elated to be a part of the community that we're trying to build with Schedule Fly. So anyway, I heard that. I couldn't help but think that this, you know, was something I just wanted to pass along. And I guess I've just marketed Wild Turkey, so you guys can send me a royalty check. But anyway, nevertheless, that philosophy is great, and I love it, and I appreciate you listening. We'll talk again soon.